بطاطا واق.
بطاطا مشوية.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another episode of League Lads, brought to you by the Oi Boys, man. Everyone's here today. The boys are a bit voiceless. Their voices are kind of gone. They had a big weekend, that magic round. If you did go up to them, take photos of them, we really appreciate you. The boys really appreciate the love. I'll let you speak on this soon, but I had FOMO, and I never get FOMO. I'm a 29-year-old man in a few days, by the way, and I never get FOMO. I'm like, yeah, like it's fun, you know. I actually had FOMO of all of yous, bro, and it looked so good. I'm actually jealous. I think I'm going to be there next year, inshallah, if everything goes to plan. But boys, let me know about how was this magic round for yous, like...
29 years old, I thought it was 50.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
29-year-old
James Harden, he's on his team. James Harden. I'm just going to hit you with the Clippers because you were so sad.
Yeah.
He was sad.
I told him.
I wanted to come and get your feet out of the video, bro. Right.
Oh, I can't. This bloke fucking fat his shirt the wrong way around.
It was inside out.
This cunt was on fucking.
Yeah, too much to drink, lad. That's why you shouldn't drink, brother. What's going on, boys? Tell me about Magic Round. How was it? Everyone messaged me, like, a lot of my friends that seen you there were like, "Fuck, we got a photo with Freddie the sick cunt." And everyone, I was like, "Yeah, bro." Like, had foam at heart. So, Flaxy, you start off first of all. Tell me how your Magic Round was quickly, and we'll go to Fred.
Oh, it was awesome. It was the first time, obviously, I went up with Fred. It was except for the first night after scootering back, it was a really, really good time. We had
what happened? Yeah, I seen he's in the hospital.
One of my closest mates, shout out to John, he his brakes failed on the one
was
of
that the video I was just watching?
No. The same thing. Same thing happened. Worse. Like John actually broke his leg.
He looked bad in that video. John Sarge.
No, this
is the one I was watching.
That one looked bad. My mate's brother. One was way worse. He actually broke his leg because the brakes failed. And he's just gone right into the back of my mate.
And landed right on the concrete.
He was cooked.
Something about Brisbane and falling off bikes, bro. I got 16 stitches in my shin because I fell in Gold Coast off my scooter. So, but sounds like a common thing, bro.
Yeah, it's just bend your knees, like. but because it was good, eh?
Yeah, I loved it. You know, a lot of Broncos fans in my experience, they were all going up to me before the game. This is the first time ever, in a long, long time, I wasn't confident in the Panthers.
I
was expecting to go in there, get absolutely pumped and cop it all the time. And
that Gus Gould speech before helped, bro.
Yeah.
I was watching it, I was like, bro, you know this guy, if he doesn't win, I don't know what sadness is going to appear on his face.
Well, I was going to wear my... I usually wear my retro jerseys when I go up to Magic Round, and I was like, you know what? We haven't lost in this jersey. I'm feeling something today. Clippers obviously had done what they did, and I... did the Gus Gould speech.
I liked it.
It worked. So
it worked wonders, bro. You still haven't lost in that jersey.
Still haven't lost in that jersey. So that shout out to everyone that came up to me as well and took photos. It was a really surreal experience. Fred will go into it a bit deeper. I loved it. Magic Round's awesome. It was my second Magic Round because obviously I did Vegas earlier this year, so it was awesome.
I can't wait to...
to get a win too.
I'll probably be there next year, boys, with you boys, bro.
You really don't have a voice.
Yeah. Oh, no,
Freddie! Mr. Yeah. Bante! Let's talk about it.
No, how good was that?
Bro, honestly, I was reading the comments. Sorry to interrupt, Jag. I'll let you go hard, but I was reading your comments, cuz. And voila, it was as if I don't know. You know when someone gets married and everyone comments, congratulate, it was like that. You know what I mean? It was so I had a kid, Mabruk, this, that, God bless, you know, God protect them, give him help. And it's just a photo of Fred and Bunty, and the people that have been following you for a long time know exactly what that photo means. Like, anyone can just look at it and be like, oh, he's with the New Zealand Warriors player, it is what it is. But we all understand what that moment was, and voila, bro, it made me so happy. I even showed my missus, I was like, bro, that's hectic. No clue what happened.
That photo will go down.
My brother-in-law's like, whoa, that's hectic, because he gets it.
It was something special, eh? That was night two. End of night two, we went to the casino. And I was helping. This is the reward I get for being a good Samaritan. There was this guy. I was waiting at a blackjack table to get a seat. And there was this Islander bloke. He had a full New Zealand accent. He was on a roll because he had man energy. You know what I mean? And he asked me if it's possible for me to go and get him a drink. And he said, he gave me a chip to go pay. And I said, nah, don't worry, I got you. So me and his mate went to get a drink for him. And on the way back, that's when we spotted Bunty.
Wow.
And there's a few guys, a couple guys gave me a heads up on the way there because I was looking for the bar. because I hadn't been to the star before. A couple of guys were giving me a heads up that Bunty, they got a photo with Bunty, and he's here. Like in the casino. I'm like, cuz, no way. I was going to like look for this bloke as soon as I dropped this drink off. And the guy that I was helping out, his mate was the one that spotted Bunty. Bunty spotted me. And he left. He was held already, like, by the time I realized, oh, fuck, it's him. Bunty had already spotted me, and he was, like, moving, like,
coming towards me.
And I was like, fuck, no way. But I didn't want to take up too much of his time, you know, and Bunty is probably on a heater, bro, you know what I mean? All he does is win, 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 no matter what, cuz.
W's all the day, brother, all day. We know how he is, bro.
What a fucking moment, cuz.
How was it? So did you have a conversation? Did he know who you were? Like,
yeah, he knew who I was, bro. He said he appreciates, like, you know, everything, that all the videos and
stuff. Nice guy, huh?
Real nice dude, bro. And fuck, man, he's a fucking champion, man. I spoke to him for, like, probably a minute, and then I was on my way, you know what I mean? I had to drop the drink off, plus I don't want to take up too much
100%.
Of my brother's time. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, bro. You know what I mean?
But no better time to see Bunty if
yeah,
I
fuck me dead, bro. What a it was, that definitely made it number one Magic Round. I've been to three now. That was one of the reasons why it's number one. Another reason is that we obviously got to fucking win.
That's 100%.
We haven't won at Magic Round ever, and we won, and it was a pretty easy win, even with all the people we were missing. I know they were missing a lot of people too, but it would have been 60 if Matt Burton played.
Yeah, so I think if we just didn't make silly errors, I think it would have been.
Oh, honestly.
And
another reason was all of the love that people were showing me, bro.
That's what I wanted you
like,
to get to.
Man, it was, I can't even believe it, dude. Like, it's been, like, the first trip was crazy. The second trip was even more crazy in terms of all the people recognizing me and speaking to me and taking photos with me and everything like that. But this one was just a whole nother level, bro. I think Flaxy will vouch because he was there to witness it all. I don't think I could walk 20 meters without getting stopped.
it was insane.
And it was the fucking best. Like, yeah. I'm not like that type of person that
hates
it's a burden. Bro, it's the complete opposite. Like, I fucking love this shit. And there's just honestly something special about Magic Round, man. And I see a lot of creators, they love the Caxton, and they're all together in the roof, like in that rooftop area, and they fucking love a Magic Round, and I completely get that. But for me, like, the spirit of Magic Round is at the game, bro. And after the game, obviously, fuck, do whatever you want. Caxton, casino, whatever. It all ends up being mad. But there's something special about this thing, man, about this Magic Round. There's honestly like a spirit around it, bro. And there's something about league fans and everyone, all of these league fans all coming together for the same purpose to watch some damn footy is the best thing ever. And we were sitting like second level. And dude, view was hectic. Suncorp's amazing. But dude, the thing about Magic Round and league fans, and I'm telling you, Gather Round can never touch this shit. Because league fans are just infinitely better than, and honestly, I reckon they're way easier to talk to. Fucking, mate, everyone's shouting each other beers, people that they've never met in their lives.
No one's stuck up.
We're sitting around, cuz, and we're meeting all these old mates in front of us in day night one and night two. And they are just the sickest cunts.
By the end of the weekend, they're like family.
Bro, we're just making mates. Like, we're in a group of six, bro, and we're making mates with other groups, bro. And then, like, cuz, it was the best thing. Night one and night two were old mates. Night three were some young bucks, bro. They were funny as. And we were just fucking
the ones that kicked on and lasted the longest.
We were fucking having a laugh. Like,
yeah, that was funny,
fuck
bro.
Me dead, cuz. It was the best, bro. And the thing is every Magic Round, it's always been the same thing. Like, you can go there alone, but you're not watching
you'll
the game
alone.
And you're not leaving there alone because you're making, like, the genuine, like, mateships, bro. And I'm meeting people that I met the last 2 years. And it's like, dude, like, you just sit and have a chat with them, stand and have a chat with them. Like, dude, yeah. I was in no rush, you know. And there's plenty of rugby league. If I miss 5-10 minutes of the second half, I don't care, dude. Yeah. I'd rather meet these people that, you know, watch my stuff and support me, and I get to know them, you know what I mean? And no matter where it was on the street, like, cuz, I'm on the scooter. I'm zooming on the scooter, bro, and people are driving past and they're like, fuck, is that the guy from TikTok? Or, is that Hectic Friend? And I'm like, cuz.
You could never believe that this is life, eh? Like, I always look at your face when someone comes up to him, even just at a regular game, and I look at him and he's like, fuck, what the hell, this is life, bro. It's so crazy. And a lot of people don't appreciate it. Wallah. A lot of people, like you said, it's like a burden on them. And I get it. People like their privacy, but I think the way you handle it and the way you do things around it is literally what rugby league needs. Wallah. So Hats off to you, bro. It looked so good, Wallah. And honestly, you know what? Yeah, rugby league fans have gotten better as well, bro. Like, I feel like this Magic Round, I feel like this year, like, people are going games more. Like, it's more, I don't know, maybe after COVID it was a bit dead, people started going. But I feel like everyone loves footy now. Like, it's so, even no matter what's happening with the refs, no matter how shit the sim bins are, they're still loving the sport. And I think that's what makes it. What makes it powerful, bro.
This rain was, like, not normal, cuz it would, like,
seen it, yeah.
Bro, we were scootering to the casino last night because we were riding and it was like normal. And then out of nowhere, like biblical flooding, like 10 minutes.
Biblical flooding.
We pull up and we're speaking to this security guard and he's like talking football with us the whole time. What a sick guy. And then when the rain stops, back to the casino.
Nah, it's pretty sick, bro. I'm happy you enjoyed it, boys.
Man, Brisbane, Suncorp. Magic Round, something special, bro.
You reckon it'll fail in Sydney if they did?
It has to be in Brisbane.
Wild card, Auckland.
Ooh, that'll be deadly.
Because I think they deserve.
They deserve.
Like, after the sacrifice they made during COVID, all right. Well, I think they deserve a Magic Round.
100%, bro. I think that will be sick, bro. Well, that'll be crazy.
Or you just make another one and you call it Mana Round.
Is that what
Mana Round?
was that? What's his name? Who did that on commentary? Or did Nel Meninga do something like that to Taruva?
I don't know, cuz.
You didn't say, bro.
I saw Taruva on commentary. I'm like, this guy's a sick guy.
He's such a sick guy.
I looked at him, bro. I didn't expect him to sound like.
He was having the biggest laugh. Yeah. Hey, Sean Johnson, follow me back on Insta, bro.
Can we just say how fucking good is Sean Johnson, bro?
Bro, we're going to get into that because I think I think more people need raps than just Sean Johnson.
I'm telling you, New Zealanders, you deserve some sort of Magic Round. We've got to call it Mana Round, bro.
Let's do it, bro. I reckon let's get a petition going and let's see if Andrew Abdo and Vlendis listen to us. Boys, let's get into rugby league.
They won't.
Let's get into rugby league. First thing I want to talk about is the refs. I think they've improved a lot this week. Of watching off the telly, use with their live. You see what happens? Like, I don't know why this has to happen for it to happen. Does that make sense? Like, I don't know why you have to, like...
You have to have such a bad round for it to then fix
itself. Yeah, why do you have to burn the building to throw rugby? Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, just listen to the fans from the beginning. They don't have to take the goat to actually walk off commentary to get angry and shit for it to be this good. Even though we have a big talking point around Jackie Preston, which hopefully beats his charges. Me, being a paranoid Bulldogs fan, I don't think he'll win it. But it is what it is. But, boys, the refereeing, you think it was better this week? Obviously, much more improvements. Less sim bins, less things let go.
I was just going to say, that's what probably made this Magic Round just a bit more special too. The fact that the games...
Can you imagine they did what they did last week?
The whole talking point. Everything would have been tarnished because the Magic Round, the atmosphere is special. Everything outside was special. The thing that like cherry on top was the games were special, except for
the games were quality, bro.
They were quality.
Good games.
Few you know mishaps, but overall they were a good experience. And I think with the refs, as you said, why does it have to be bad to make it become good?
To get good.
It's ridiculous. So.
And I reckon they'll go back to sim binning people very, very soon again. Like, I don't know. I just have this feeling they're going to be like, that's a crackdown. You know what I mean? I don't know. They always enforce some crazy crackdowns out of nowhere and it does my brain in, bro. Boys, commentary. I think Fox Sports needs a big... whatever they're doing it right. You know who I'm loving in commentary? Other than Sean Johnson. Sean Johnson will get his flowers soon.
I was going to talk about the refs, but...
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
You went, let me talk.
All right, go. We're going to get back to the refs.
Let me talk.
Go, Kevin, go.
Fucking, mate, it's pretty much impossible not to improve from last week.
That was bad.
I think the first game, the refs were whack. I think Parramatta, like, I don't think they got robbed, but, like, I think the refs are definitely against Parra. Because what the F was that? Over the back, fuck. What was it?
The tackle in the air. Such a terrible call.
Simonson, yeah.
What is he meant to do? Like, he's bracing.
Even Moses, like, what are you meant to do? He said something to the ref, like, he put it on the ref hard. And I was like, yes, talk your shit, Moses, bro.
Yeah, maniac. That's what he was saying. That's what Moses was saying.
Yeah, but
they were better. I'll give him that. But 80 bit, Jacob Preston, that stupid sin bin, and now potential suspension. Like
we can't catch a break, bro.
They're gonna fight it and they're gonna win it because there was nothing in it. I don't care. Like justice will prevail, cuz.
Hopefully, bro. I'm free Jacob.
Free my brother Jacob.
Free JP, bro.
Prove that he's better than Hudson Young.
Yeah, free JP, bro. Yeah, 100%. You know what I mean? Anything else on these refs before we move on?
No, go. All
right, the commentary for me. I'm loving Walters in commentary. Right? Does anyone else agree with me? Because I know before he was in commentary, we all hated him. Like, he was just that annoying in press conference was annoying or his coaching was annoying. I think he's funny. Like, I think he's, I think they finally like taking the shackles off him and he can be a kid and watch rugby league as a child.
He loves it.
Yeah, yeah. Ah, look at that, bro. Ah, I was just losing it the whole time.
He's like speed, bro. Because I think he's putting on, voila. I think it, like,
you reckon he's putting an act on because I've voila, never seen someone this happy to watch rugby league.
Can, I reckon he loves it, but because it's like,
it's too much, eh?
You know when you're just trying too hard? Yeah, that's the vibe I get from Kevy, right? Like, like because the most like random, like normal thing will happen and the guy's like jizzing himself. Like, Kaz, just relax. Like, all right, it was a good play.
It was a flick pass. All right,
Kaz, all right, he threw a cutout ball, bro. Like,
look at him go with the pass. Ah, oh, this is great rugby league.
He's full yelling.
I love him. I love him.
He's yelling over everyone, Kaz. Like you know Gary Neville when he has like, oh. you see it once. All right, when Gary does that,
it's Gary.
So it's good, yeah?
It's trademark.
No, no, like, it's something that's really damn good that happened if Gary's going to do that. Kevy does that every 2 seconds. So, like, when he's screaming, it doesn't have any substance to it. You know what I mean?
I feel like there's going to be some alterations to him. He'll be all right. Like,
well,
he's entertaining.
They just got to chip away.
He's better than Blocker Edge because Blocker Edge says some things sometimes. And I'm like, what's this bloke talking about, bro? Are you on this
planet? Wallens or Zesniak.
And he always tries. It's like, brother, you failed. Just call him Dallin or something. Call the New Zealand winger. Don't say his name. And he just keeps fucking trying.
Is there something I saw where they were saying Mark Nawangan needs
yeah,
to say?
Yeah,
Kevy. Going off because they like said it right or whatever.
Yeah, Kevy's like, yeah. Like, telling you, it's like he's been in like, I don't know, some sort of cage for his whole life. He's been in jail his whole life. And they finally let him out and they're like, watch rugby league. And yeah, he's like, yes.
Well, I got home today and there was a fucking 5 minute compilation of Sean Johnson on commentary.
I've seen that Fox League, Fox League,
and it was just this week. And I'm like, cuz, what are we doing, bro? Like, surely he's got a full time contract or something.
He does, definitely.
He better
because
because he's the best, not good. Cuz everybody was calling him the next Benji when he came in, Sean Johnson, right? Cuz he's the Benji Marshall equivalent, he's doing the same thing for commentary.
He's the next
kid on the block, bro.
He's good, bro.
He's like 35, 37 years old.
Kid on the block.
I'm calling him a kid. He's 15 years older than me. But Kaz, voila, you're a gun, Sean. And want him commentating every game. Make him work overtime. Make him Stephen A.
Yeah. Or if he does
make
the
him
Stephen
the
A
Stephen
role.
A-Land.
But I don't think. I think
get him everywhere.
I think he has too much of a heart with the players,
you know,
to be controversial like Stephen A.
Where I got the respect from him is that clip where he was breaking down that clip.
Have you watched his potty?
It was on his podcast, but
he
was breaking down a play.
Yeah, that's the one.
And it was he broke it down so simple.
Against the Penrith play.
It was against Penrith, yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, like, we don't see rugby league like
ever since. Ever since I saw that clip, I had respect. And I'm so glad that we're seeing it happen now.
I'm on the same boat as you, bro, because I watched that and I was like, bro. Like, you get to watch rugby league in a whole different world. It's like when I watch, like, football, like Pep, or like a good coach talking about what they did. It's like,
that's sick. It's like that Kobe Bryant show where he was breaking it all down really simply before he passed away. That was a gun show.
Very good show.
Sean Johnson is going to be a better commentator than he's going to do more for commentary than he did for NRL.
Oh, that's crazy.
He's done a lot for the NRL.
That's what I'm saying. That's crazy.
Voila, he's going to
have to topple this.
He's going to nick everyone. Because you know why? You want to know why? Because he doesn't have a hating bone in his body. Because we all have a hating bone to some extent.
Yeah, we all do. Because if I had to commentate,
if I say Hammer doing something good, I'm like, nah.
He didn't do that.
Every other fullback, it's just because he was in space. That Sean doesn't even have that.
Just because they're winning.
I can admit, that's my biggest flaw, right?
Jersey, that's why.
Yeah. I've got the opposite of rose tinted glasses. I've got glasses with no lenses inside. It's like I pretend I don't just see what just happened, yeah? But Sean Johnson, not a hater. He just gives everybody props. He's like everyone's uncle.
Yeah, there's no rivalry. That's right. There's no rivalry.
Uncle. Didn't you see him with Taruva? The bloke's never met Taruva in his life.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram. I will, bro.
You know what I mean? So that's why I like Sean, bro.
I think it's good. I think they're finally understanding.
You can just tell. Yeah, you can just tell.
Of course. But I think they're finally understanding that, like I think the next step is you got to get players to be in referee situations. Like, not actual refs. But get him in there where they can actually make a real time decision. Like,
it's more relatable.
When Sean Johnson's talking about a block play and you're like, oh, okay. I don't really care about what happened 10 years ago. I want to know what's happening in the game right now. And he's entertaining and he breaks everything down. And you know, I like Cooper Cronk as well. At the start, he was too much.
He's not playing with us.
What is it?
Cooper. when we went to Brisbane. Oh, was he? On our plane. Yeah, he was actually right behind me. No.
You didn't have the guts.
No, because hey, when it comes to having a hating bone, he's one of them.
You don't like
him. No.
Sorry, go.
I don't hate him. I just think, like, he's... If there's anything I've argued about the most with chat, with my stream,
Cooper Cronk,
it's his place in the all-time list, and he's not in my top five.
And that Cleary is better than him.
And I have Cleary above him.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah.
But...
Also, the commentators, it's like a one-time thing that I did on KO. Fletcher and Hines...
Yeah, I've seen that.
I actually chose to watch that over the normal content. It was so much...
And then on Kemper, I think
it was... They're so good, dude.
They are so funny.
Because I think they're realising, and this is the thing, it's like...
Changing the world, bro.
That they're realising that people don't want this additional viewing experience where some bloke is just telling you what's happening that you can already see. But they don't... You need to look at the other perspectives in a different perspective, like in a different way. And you need... They need to break it down simply for the audience and have fun watching the game.
As soon as I seen...
Because I know from experience, people have more fun seeing something completely new and refreshing than the same old shit. And I'm telling you, the next step... is to bring one of the guys that are in our space.
That'll be massive, bro.
We saw it with Kenny For Real growing on ESPN, because the guy was like talking basketball. This guy's a YouTuber, because legit fit in there like a hand in a glove. Yeah, well, he's got short hair now. But yeah, he's an absolute Chicago Bulls fan. Him on ESPN, perfect match made in heaven. I'm telling you, there are people in our sphere, and I'm not going to put my hand up, but there are people in this part of the industry that would be guns on that.
They would deserve to be in there, bro.
Because I'm just saying, like, can you imagine? We've seen Sean Johnson and his energy. Pair that with someone like imagine me and Sean. How much fun that would be.
That'll be unbelievable.
And I know a lot of
people. Even when I watch your Hello Sports.
Because look, imagine Tom and Eddie on that.
Oh, bro, get out of here. Unbelievable.
Come on. And even though they're look at the satirical side of the game, because it's the different perspective. Everybody's going to be entertained. Every single type of film will be entertained.
I think you bring more views.
If you have the satirical, have a laugh at everything type of creator or commentator with the knowledgeable guys that can mesh well with them.
I think Randall would be good too.
Randall would be unbelievable.
Donnie would be good too.
Because Donnie, people sleep on Donnie, cuz.
Like, you know, it would be mad if they had Dan doing like Newcastle games.
Yeah. Could you imagine that? Or what? Newcastle. And
Newcastle, all they have to do is you pay a subscription. I don't know. I'm not saying.
A Newcastle fan TV.
Exactly right.
Because we have every fucking... Because the AC Milan commentator. Goal.
Yeah, when the other team scores.
Scores a fucking insane free kick.
He scores insane goal. He's like, okay, it's a goal. When his team scores, goal! Like, you can see the bias. You know what I mean?
That's the next step for them.
And I've got to say, it's already been put into effect overseas. It's already working, because the Super Bowl, Pat McAfee, he did a Super Bowl commentary separate from the ESPN traditional one.
And people love
it. How many people went over there? Because it was a different experience. And a lot of people are looking, as you said, for that different experience now. You don't want to just...
You don't hear the same thing.
You don't hear the same shit all over again.
Same.
And it's not even the same stuff. It's wrong what they're saying as well. It's like you're hearing Blocker trying his hardest to pronounce not the hardest name in the dictionary.
He struggles with it.
And you're just like, come on, like, you want something different.
You know who's my favourite? Ennis. I swear Penrith could be down by 40. And it's like 18 to go. Yeah, if Penrith score a try and get a sniffy, I'm like, Penrith, I know the glaze.
Wallah, he's good.
He's good, but
Cooper Cronk is like Michael Owen, but that's the problem I have with Cooper Cronk on commentary.
You have to score to win.
Yeah, you have to score more points to win the game than the other team. Jed. I'm like, yeah, no shit, brother.
Oh, he actually said it like on live TV.
He said that. I've heard him say that before. I'm like, cuz Cooper, you have like 6 championships. You played, you have the footy IQ better than anyone, and that's what you're giving me? Come on, Cooper.
And these guys are media trained too. It's not like...
I like him. I like him in Matty Johns' show. They break down things good as well.
Yeah. No, you know, but cuz...
They're good with that kind of stuff.
Basic commentary is just telling you what's in front of you, cuz. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People have eyes. They want to see a unique perspective of what's happening.
They want to go that further step and actually be involved more. Yeah. What did Fred say?
They want to
learn
more.
Let's say we're watching the Doggies game. Me and you are doing it. Whatever, right? Oh, what the hell did they say? Oh, that's right. Or I pick up on something. Or you pick up on something funny. And it becomes like a moment. More engagement. You're going to have more people going into Bulldogs TV watching this, watching that. Or I don't know. I think there's so much good shit that can come out of it. You're right. And Liverpool has it. Like, all the Premier League teams have it.
NBA have it. NBA have, you know, Clipper, I mean? Vision.
And NBA flew like...
They all, yeah, like you have that mad commentator.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nylon.
Nylon.
The Hornets. The Hornets.
Oh, my God.
He's the best. I love him. I love him.
Eric, I love you, Eric.
He's actually the best, bro. But I think that...
They have... There's the national TV. There's the national TV commentary team. And there's the independent club fucking...
Commentary.
And the independent club commentary shit on it. Every time. Eric Collins, I love you, dude. Imagine we had that, cuz.
It's good. It's us.
I think it's the next step, and inshallah, it does blossom for us, and we get the opportunity to work in that field, cuz that's a dream for us, bro. Imagine your job is to call a game, and you call it how you see it. No one's going to tell you anything. You're probably going to get some slack if you say something. Obviously,
I was going to say, with the one thing with club TV, it would be bias. Yeah. Like, it would be biased. Like, you guys, if Bulldogs said, he didn't do nothing wrong.
Yeah, but
that's not the worst part.
No, but he's
not
biased.
Fred's
not biased. I'll be biased. I'll be shitting, and then I'll wake up to myself and be like, you know what?
Because I can try not to be biased, but at the end of the day, we're always going to be some level of bias. But the thing is, that's not the worst part of the fan commentary. It's like, or the independent team commentary. That's the best part.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if you're a Bulldogs fan, you want to watch it. If you're a Penrith fan, you want to watch like someone taking your side, because making you understand.
And that's the thing, that it's just creating. So you will have like three broadcasts, like Bulldogs versus Panthers, Panthers TV, Bulldogs TV, and then the traditional broadcast. And you'll have people watching the separate ones. It will expand it.
It will grow the game.
I think there'll be a lot of viral moments as well. That's more engagement. I'm just thinking about like the algorithm.
Come on, bro. The Newcastle commentators, bro. When we score, they just scream. They just go so into it. You gotta love that shit.
Yeah, it's mad, bro.
I'm gonna change the topic right now and tell you a story. Like, ate him that Telstra ad.
We're not gonna speak about any games this week. I think we're just gonna.
No. We're going to the games right after this. But ate him that Telstra ad, cause I can't escape it. Well, I can't escape it. Cause you know.
You know what?
No. I got onto the plane this morning. Got on that plane this morning, and I don't know.
And the head noises, cunt would have had both of his.
No, cunt. I got on the plane. I sat in the plane. I got my seatbelt in. I got my bag, you know, under my feet. And cuz I just hear the fucking whistling. And well, I don't know if it was. I swear to you, it was the plane playing it in the speaker.
Yeah, probably.
Because it was loud. The fucking whistling from the ad.
Are you sure? I was going to say, it's not head noise?
Well, I played the noise in everybody's eyes because I got Bulldogs fans all around me.
They're looking at you.
Three in front of me, three to the left of me, three to like the top left.
And everyone's knackered.
And because like these guys were showing me videos of them doing like beers off of Toby Sexton's like the face.
Yeah.
And everybody suddenly turns, hears the fucking whistling, turns around, looks at me, starts laughing, giggling. And you're like, I'm just like, I ate him the fucking ad. I can't get away from it. Even on the plane. Yeah. So I don't know if it was the airline that played it.
Probably, yeah.
I don't know if it, and I swear it was, but if it was someone around me playing it, well, like, you deserve a cuff.
On the opposite side of things, shout out to Penrith. Bro, did you see them put Nathan Cleary? The meme? Yeah. I
think all these teams are nailing content, bro. Wallah.
Content teams are killing it,
we spoke about this
last
year with the Warriors.
Shout out to the Panthers.
Fuck you, Penrith team, for making me have to listen to that stupid AI whistling again. You're dogs.
I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, let's get into rugby league, boys. The first game, Sharks and Para. Sharks beat them 28-18. I have a few questions. What?
Oh, we hit a multi on this one, and it was the only one I hit the whole weekend. 80 by Tyrell Sloan.
Congratulations. Tyrell Sloan, it's okay.
I was the master predictor.
I don't care about your parlay, man.
I was the master predictor.
I don't give a shit about your multi.
This was Parramatta concede the most to left centers, concede the most to right wingers, and then the Sharks score the most through right wingers and left centers, so...
Nico Hines had a good game.
He did have a good game.
Moses looked good, but just couldn't get that. I think Parra are still missing something, bro.
They're missing some forwards.
Lomax.
They need some decent front rowers. You can't.
That was a big part of the trip,
too. Yeah, we kept saying that on repeat.
You need some decent front rowers.
Everyone needs a front rower.
Willie Mason marked up. You need some decent front rowers. You can't.
Also... he was on my flight. Just really? To sidetrack. Willie was on my flight, and the funniest thing happened. So, we got off the flight. We're waiting for our Ubers, and Horro Willie and Luke Stowe were all.
Say hello to Luke. You see Luke?
Yeah.
He ended up seeing Luke, huh, Freddie?
I was on a different flight to Fred, but he saw me and he recognized me, which was really, really cool. But
legends, bro.
We went for Ubers. They were there. I was just waiting for my Uber. They get in their Uber. Horror jumps on his phone. They get kicked out. They got kicked out of their Uber for jumping on the phone.
Well, why?
Apparently, I don't know. I went up to Luke's car. Willie to Willie Stowe. I was like,
Willie would have been losing it.
Maybe you don't jump on the phone. You just stand on the phone. Or just
hold we need to get into rugby head. League, boys. Go on.
But yeah, it was very.
Was Willie losing it?
Oh, they were not happy at all. They were not happy, but.
Your arms in my frame, bro. Keeps going hard in my frame, too.
But. Yeah, so but the Ubers were failing.
Pause.
Anyway, move on, bro. Yeah. You're so knackered, brother. Get into
you
it.
You don't jump on your phone. You put it in your hand.
All right, we need to go on. 40 minutes of yarning. We haven't spoken rugby league yet, bro.
Hello.
But yeah, no, it was a funny experience. So, like, it was my first time, obviously, seeing Willie like in horror and meeting Stowe, and it just. I was so confused. They were so confused. So I ended up getting my Uber. First thing I do is call Fred. I'm like, you would never believe what happened. it was crazy. First experience meeting.
Good moments, boys. Good moments. Yeah. The Sharks game. You reckon Para can do something, bro? You reckon they can make a run now before Moses gets picked for Origin?
You don't think so?
So we're going to X them out straight away. We don't think they're going to be anywhere near.
I think because Moses has 3 games of Origin probably.
And they need a win.
And
like
then he's got like at least 4 weeks of injuries this season. remaining.
That's sad.
So are they going to win any of those 6 games?
Tough.
Well, what?
Are we in a very competitive club? Probably put a line through them.
They don't.
How about the Sharks being top 4?
Oh, they have a hard top next 6 games. Oh, my God.
Para?
Yeah.
Shout out to your brother, man.
Poor bloke. Poor blokes. I think the Sharks will be top 4, yeah.
You think the Sharks will be around the top 4? Anything else you'd like to see from the Sharks or talk about that game?
No, they were really good. Both teams are pretty good.
I think it was a good game, man.
A lot of banter, bro. A lot of banter.
Moses and Trindle is telling him about his hairline. That was good.
I hope Talakai's all right. That looked fucking rough.
Oh, yeah, bro. I thought he got hit in the head with the stud. Yeah, it wasn't. It was just like
a full face.
Impact, yeah.
And look, I did like what I was seeing from Nico this game, bro.
He looked good, bro.
This was definitely his best game of the season, cousin. And if they can carry that over to the next few games and
go on
a bit of a run, they'll be sweet. But I think they really need to capitalize because their draw is always pretty easy. And it's easy again this year. And I know we've got an easy draw.
They just need to build consistency. That's all they need to, bro.
Because look at how much talent's on that team, bro.
They have so much talent, bro.
They just need to fucking pull their heads in and just do, like, just play unselfishly.
I'm loving Nikora too, bro. Fuck, he looks so
good. I'm loving KL Iro, bro. You could tell.
KL Iro.
KL Iro.
His name's KL.
It's KL.
Okay. Well, that's us correcting brother pronunciation. Brother Iro. Yeah, Iro, I think is the
best. My Japanese anime brother. Wait, his name is just KL.
Yeah, KL.
What? Show me.
Yeah. It's KL. It's not. It was. It's not like.
Are you sure they didn't just make a short form?
No.
That's crazy.
I'll write my 2-letter name, cuz. Your cousin's with Jarlan.
Anyway,
what a gun.
I remember buying him a Supercoach last year. It was like before anyone knew who he was, and now I can't afford him. He's too much.
And shout out to Parramatta for taking back the wooden spin.
Lovely. Boys, Roosters, Dolphins. This was probably like just score, tri-mania, brother.
A lot of games were tri-mania. The last one was tri-mania. This one was tri-mania. And
this one was a lot of points, bro.
Was full gun, cuz. But the game was over. They got nicked bad, and it would have been worse if old mate didn't get knocked out within the first 5 minutes.
Sanders Smith.
wow, what a performance from the Roosters. They're a team that I think will be in
the 8. They're the dark horses to make the 8, you reckon?
No, I think they make an 8 pretty comfortably. Wow. As soon as Sam Walker's back, dude,
That was my next question.
Their front part of the season was very tough, and their back end of the season is pretty fucking easy. And... they get there, they get Sam Walker back. They can probably don't have to rush him back as quickly as they probably needed before. Yeah. I think
they don't need
how many wins are they? 4?
They have 4 wins, 5 losses.
Yeah. And they don't
That's
need
pretty good. I had them going 0-7.
And mind you, they beat Penrith in one of those games.
Because they're a big momentum. They also lost to Penrith in one of those games, right? But they're a big momentum team. And when they got on a roll, it's very hard to take them off the roll. A few of their players are absolutely on the roll right now. Connor Watson, James Tedesco.
Toya.
James Tedesco.
Let's talk about Teddy because everyone's mentioning.
This bloke is like, he's doing a LeBron thing, bro. He's somehow improving at old age.
Is this one of his best seats like so far?
Well, like, he's playing one of the best fullback right now. I don't care about tries and shit. I'm just watching him.
Yeah.
You watch him, you watch Pappenhausen, they look better than every other Blues fullback.
I think he's way better than Pappenhausen as well, bro. That's my
But heart. The thing is like his floor is so much higher than Pappenhausen's, bro. But Pappenhausen's ceiling is higher. Like, what's a bad game from Tedesco? Maybe a couple of errors, but he will still get you nearly 200 metres.
He'll still do the hard yards, bro.
Yeah, he's been passing.
Yeah, finally.
That's all he needed to pass.
That was the only thing.
He's not slipping anymore.
Slippy G. So he's still...
Piss me off now.
Because I can't say the word slip without thinking of G.
I get it. Respect.
Well, shout out to Tedesco. If he gets picked, I'm not really saying nothing about it.
Because, bro, they asked him and he said, look, it's Dylan's jersey. Like, if they give it to me, they give it to me. But he also said that he's not focusing on Origin. Like, obviously, everyone's going to say that to just make it look like it's cool. Everyone would love to play Origin. But I feel like it's less pressure for him now, bro. He's actually performing better. There's not, like, a big expectation on him every single week. And he's fucking going hard, bro. He's playing good footy.
But in saying that, like, if I was me, I'm still picking the dildo Edwards. But, but
Teddy... Why are you picking him? Because he's more reliable? Like, it's a safer option?
No, he's just a younger version of Tedesco. Their games are very pretty similar. And he's younger... And he played pretty well on the weekend too. And I don't think a lot of the reason why they've been bad is because of him.
Yeah. So. But I think the Roosters looking good, bro. I didn't expect them to look this
Robert,
good.
Robert, bro, good on you, because you finally like Toya, got over the line. Because they finally stopped going. They finally went to your side. And then you finally ran the ball like a Zalmik.
He killed it. You on my bench, bro.
But I don't care. He killed it. You're a gun. We were watching for you. We're waiting for you, cuz. Bobby T. Is that what they call him? Bobby T?
Oh, I think
or so. Bobby something? What a gun. Because they didn't even put his Booker name up. They didn't put his name on the screen. They put his nickname.
Really?
Yeah.
Fox League?
At the game. Stadium.
I don't know. Maybe they're taking the nickname of the initiative too.
Then again, they tried to fit Nawanganita Wase's name on the screen.
And it was like fit. Three font.
It didn't even fit, bro. Shout out to the Roosters. Good
shout
team,
out to the
man.
Chooks, man. Boys, Souths and Knights. I read a tweet before this game and it said, and it was like someone predicting this, right? And I was like, it doesn't look like it's so hard to predict because it's so true. He's like, I feel like Rabbitohs are going to play Newcastle Knights back into form and Newcastle Knights are going to look so good. That's exactly what happened. And I honestly, like, with all the injuries and the suspensions or whatever Rabbits have, then losing Jack Warden towards the end of the week, big losses for them, bro. And Newcastle, I feel like they're clicking into gear because Adam O'Brien got the phone call. He's like, listen, brother, you're going to get sacked. Nah, you don't think so? You don't think they have any sort of form?
I think every other team in the NRL would have won that game by 40 plus. Cause we
40, that's being nice.
Yeah, like, that's being... Like...
That's being fair.
Them winning 30-4 is nothing special, cuz.
Yeah.
What are they bombed about 20 tries?
And
we needed Schiller.
Yeah.
And we're watching... didn't pass it to Schiller again. He's wide open.
Drop the ball.
Everyone again. Schiller's wide open.
Who's got Fletcher Sharp scored the hat?
Fletcher Sharp, Jack Cogger, and Babin Best.
Yeah. Fuck, you remember the score sheet.
Yeah, because I remembered the amount of times they just didn't pass it. And whenever they got good field position, they dropped it.
Do you think they can do anything, boys? Or do you still see them being bottom three, bottom four?
I think the one thing they can do is sack their coach because I think I've just seen enough. And they're going to lose the next few weeks again.
I think we all agree on Adam. I don't know how he's still there. He always almost gets sacked every year.
He's like, I've got a 10-game win streak once.
And they're like,
well, you know what? He might actually be able to keep his job. He just won against the Rabbitohs. He's got the Titans and then he's got the Eels.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Parra beats him, bro.
I think Parra beats him.
That guy goes 300.
Nah, who cares about that, bro?
When's Zach Lomax back?
Fuck, you're good, eh?
How the fuck does he know that?
I don't know, but that's good. That's impressive shit.
That's going to make them lose, because that means if there was any shred of Dan Gago passing the ball, that's all gone.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah. Can we speak about a more enjoyable game, if you want to stop speaking about this
game? We skipped it, we didn't even go.
Yeah. Okay, that's game.
Well, to be fair, we had other...
But I know Gago played all right today, on the weekend. We watched it, but like...
watched.
I definitely didn't go to.
Yeah, you watched.
If there was a game you were going to miss, it was going to be
that
one.
It was that one. Yeah, that's the break. That's the recess between
that's
the week.
That's the one, like, okay, 8 games of rugby league is a bit too much.
Yeah, that's like 4 and 3. You know, in 3 yeah, and.
Like 7 is a good number.
Yeah, I like the 7. Boys, the Warriors and Cowboys. What a game.
That was game it around.
1 second. Let me tell you this, bro. The commentator said this. Actually, I didn't say it. I think, who was commentating? I think was it Vossi? I can't remember. Anyway.
Well, you're asking the wrong blokes.
Yeah, you were at the game. That crowd, it was like a Premier League crowd.
It was on off its head.
You were there. So I want to tell you what, from the TV, it was like I was watching a Premier League game. It was like I was watching a Sunday night Premier League match. Like, insane, cuz. And when Sean Johnson, the game finished and Sean Johnson went over to them, they were like that. They were like clapping, Shawnee, bro. The Warriors, like, I'm very happy. I'm surprised they're in the top four because of the way they started. But I'm so happy for them to be in the top four. We're always happy for them.
Walla, what's it? Is there four against, like, 10?
Well, like, can you tell me about that, Walla? Tell me about the atmosphere, like, when you're there.
It was, cuz, I'm going to tell you now. Like, Warriors, like, probably had the best, like, not probably, I think they did have a better.
They had the best crowd.
They had the best crowd, even better than Brisbane. Brinken. Broncos. They were louder than the Broncos. All right. When Waz did anything, it was the place was shaking.
Bro.
And it was.
It mad. Looked like it was. Like, I'm watching it. I'm like,
and there were so many Waz fans, bro. Shout out to all of them.
You know when you said that to me? You said that to me. You was like to me. Because I'm like, Cowboys, home ground. Like, they're in Queensland, basically. You know what I mean? You're like, nope. The Warriors.
I told you, and even more than that, no Queensland team won this week.
Crazy. Just lovely just stat.
That's why. Hey, people were wondering why I was wearing this.
Up the jersey.
Even the women's state of Oregon Queensland team couldn't
win. Waz fans, everyone was a Waz fan.
Unless they
were a Cowboys fan. Like, and
yeah, you have to be a Cowboys fan to be a Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
Waz is like everyone's second team right now, unless they hate Kiwis. But how can you?
How
right?
can you? You can't, bro.
If you hate Kiwis, come speak to me, mate.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, you fucking bastard. You fuck.
You're bloody bastard.
Yeah, it was insane because obviously New Zealand came out the gate and then they didn't. I don't even think they scored a try in the second half, but.
2-point penalty goal.
That was hectic, but that comeback, bro. Mm. Like, the Cowboys when they're on are amazing to watch, bro. And they just had all momentum. Yeah, the ref was
they're very fun. Drink water. Like, they have the team to actually.
Tommy did and cuz what a player, bro. Like, cuz we've been talking about, like, I keep saying, like, bro. I'm probably picking him over Munster.
I'm starting to agree with you.
But I'm not. But I think Billy's going to pick Dearden at 6 and I think he's going to put
Munster at 14.
Munster at fullback.
So they scored
fullback.
That's what I think Billy's going to do. That's just me.
Yeah, because he doesn't have a really...
I don't think that's the best thing. It's the best thing
who's
they can
the,
do.
Who's the reliable fullback now? It's either Ponga or Walsh. Walsh is out. Cobbo? Ponga?
Well, they need Cobbo out wide.
So they'll pick Ponga. If not that, if they're not gonna pick Ponga, if he's saying I want to pick some,
no way they're stuff. Picking like.
I don't see it.
I
think that's what he's gonna do.
They're not gonna pick a specialty fullback.
I think that's but he was a specialty fullback for years.
Yeah, he knows the go. Like he knows
he's
the
role. Like Lockyer,
and Billy played with him, bro. You know what I mean?
Because he played with like because he's.
Did they play together, right? Or okay, yeah. I was tripping out.
But Munster was a full gun lad. You know what I mean? Like he was a fucking. He can play anywhere, dude. It's like Darren Lockyer, dude. That's he's our modern day, like, Darren Lockyer. The biggest, the most comparable player.
So you'd put him, would you push him to fullback?
No, I'd have to play him at 6, at least in game 1 in Suncorp, because that's his place. That's his arena, right? Like, that's
his playground, bro.
And that's my thing. It's like,
that's his backyard.
It's the Billy Slater connection. Would Billy really put Dearden over?
So. Yeah, that's very true.
Nah, but boys, I have a feeling that that's something he's definitely considering.
I'm loving Luke Metcalf, bro. Wahedallah. What a player.
Yeah, he's good.
What a player, cuz like
I always loved him.
You know what, bro? He's looking like he's gonna be like that player that kids are gonna look up to. Does that make sense? Like when you're like, who's your favorite player?
I'd say he's the next like Sean Johnson for
Luke Metcalf, like someone he's actually exciting, bro, and he's got like that young personality where he scores a try, he does the dame, he does the thing, like what did he do? He done the celebration. He's got that sort of. He connects with the fans, and I think he's been playing very, very good.
He's good at aura farming. Bro.
Yeah, he's aura farmer. That's exactly what
he's
he is.
A good aura farmer.
Do you think they're genuine dark horses, the Waz, for a top 4 spot? That's a good question, bro.
Look, they're getting wins, but none of them. Like I'm telling you, like they're not really convincing. Like they're always just scraping a win.
Yeah.
Right?
It's especially like, that. They got like 3-4 tries scored on him in the last 10 minutes. Yeah, like in a 10 minute
there's
gap.
There's things there, and I think Warriors fans should agree with me. Like, you're winning, and that's all that matters, right? And they're winning without Fish. They're winning without Roger. They're winning without Watene. They get them all back in the next 2 weeks. I can't wait to see how they go against. Because, like, I think that their worst game is still a really good game.
The Roosters game?
Like,
Melbourne,
as a floor, like their floor is very high, their ceiling is very low. They can't compete with the actual top four teams if the top four teams are on their game, like Melbourne, right? But they can definitely, even when Warriors are not on their game, still compete against the
average sort of the lower teams
or the teams that aren't top teams, you know.
Still good,
and that's what they've been doing, bro. And I've been like. They had like a shock win against Manly, but again, Manly had their worst game of the season. The Roosters had their worst game of the season against both of them. Both of them had their worst game of the season against the Warriors, in my opinion. I'm really keen to see the Warriors versus a team like Canberra. Again, not at Las Vegas, but somewhere. Yeah, that's going to be sick. Good game, dude, bro. That's going to be sick. A game like that against us, I'd love to versus them. I want to see them versus the Sharkies.
We're versus them.
We're not versing him in New Zealand this year. But I think that'll be a really damn good game to watch. Montoya, you know what I mean, versing them again.
His old team.
Like, because we're around that same mark. And I kept my opinion on the Warriors hidden.
Like, what's your opinion? Are you going to unhold it now?
No. Like I think people are starting to realize it. Like, I thought the Warriors were going to be a good team this year.
But it's, you didn't want to jinx them.
I did the reverse jinx.
Look, it's working.
Like, the year they made top four, I put them at 15.
This I think year, you just broke it. 16. You should have not said anything.
No, we'll say now, Hala. But last year, I had them winning the comp, and
didn't even make the eight, last year?
Didn't even make the
eight. Shocker last year. Yeah. The year before was
unbelievable. So I'm doing the switcheroo, lad. You know, I like 16th. Hopefully, they finish high. Wise and Dogs in the top four. How good is that?
That
for
is
rugby
unbelievable,
league,
bro.
Man?
We'll get into the Dogs.
Rugby league's been a different vibe. It's these stupid, like, random small fan base teams. Like,
yeah, you know when he put like it on his story, he's like, the good teams are in the eight. I'm like, you know
what?
Cool, I looked at every team. Yeah,
the cool teams. The cool teams. They're not cool. Okay, the Dragons are not cool.
Dragons aren't cool. Well,
the Dolphins are not cool.
Dragons are just dead. Like,
Parramatta are not cool.
South's not cool.
South's not cool at all.
South's full strength are pretty cool.
No, they're not.
But right now, they're
like,
but the cool teams are in A.
They're now the cool teams.
The Warriors, the Dogs, like the Tigers.
I can't wait to speak about the Tigers, bro.
Now, the Warriors, the Raiders, typically I'd say they're not cool teams. But you know what? They have a mad fan base. There were so many of those fans at Magic. And I was at their grand final as well. There were so many. And they're playing their game the right way. That's fucking
the Raiders?
Cool. Yeah.
But they are a topic in themselves, bro. Because we're going to get into what they did yesterday. Yeah. That was honestly unbelievable. Let's talk about the Tigers and Dragons. This is one of the craziest games, bro.
But how the fuck did the Dragons not win this?
Honestly, like,
shout out to Jordan Sua. Yeah. Sorry, I called him Jordan, but it's Jaden. I'm blaming that on the Gronk, boys. I know who Jaden Sua is, bro.
This game was prime time, and listen,
what a game, bro.
The first thing we're gonna talk about is Jaden Sua, because when he got the ball, I was like,
he's also changed his name too, bro. What? Now KL Ito changed his name to KL.
Yeah.
He's changed his last name to Sewer after that one, bro.
That's a Chicago car. We're not going to get no love from Dragons, man.
Listen, I don't joke about Islander names. That's the one joke I'm going to do. He's fucking lost the game with that, dude. That was depressing, cousin. That happened on our side, too.
Can you imagine, Fred? Can you imagine this, right? It's our team. Let's imagine it's our team. We're about to score a try. Because the euphoria.
On halftime.
The feeling like you get when you're finally back in the game. You're going to score a try. Flexi, what a feeling when your team scores a try. Like, in your life. Right? And it doesn't score the try. And you can see it in the same 10 seconds. Like, I cannot explain to you
that's
how much that
point
was.
Error.
That
well, a 12-point error.
To us, actually, in 2023 against Newcastle at their home ground. Preston nearly grounds it, drops it. Marzu gets it and runs out of the field.
Pain.
You know what else I think?
Don't open scars up, bro.
That stupid Darius Boyd intercept.
Yeah. The Dragons?
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts, bro. I was at that game as well.
That's like a 12-point play.
Was that SCG?
Yeah.
It was raining, man. I remember going to
and
that
we're
game.
We're about to do this mad comeback, and he's going to pass it to, like, Craig Keating. Or maybe Keating's trying to pass it. And then Darius Boyd.
Cousin, would you? That hurts the most. When
that one stung the most.
That hurts when you're about to, you're like, and then, he just goes right.
I made up for it when Avarillo did it against Parramatta and when it scored. So
that was mad. Yeah, you went
that's a 12-point play example, and they lost by less than 12. So it's a bit, it stings a little bit. But shout out to the Tigers. They were the better team.
I think Dragons had some. Jacob Little looked good.
Jacob Little literally changed the whole game.
Hamish Stewart. He looked Dylan Egan. They looked good, bro.
Couchman didn't look good this week, but Couchman's been really good this year. I just want to say a big shout out to the Tigers, bro. But I love them.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Both of you, are they becoming the most entertaining team to watch?
Hell no.
No.
The fuck?
You don't think so?
No. No.
It's fun, bro.
I think they're fun to watch.
You don't know if they're gonna win or lose.
The most fun team to watch is the Storm, bro. There's no question about it.
Do you agree with that?
I think the Wars are the most fun team to watch.
No, I think the Bulldogs are the most fun team to watch.
Because we're boring to watch, guys.
Nah.
Because what? Because when you want to talk about like
maybe I'm still stuck last year. I'm still stuck at Brisbane
Storm are the most fun team to watch. They only score banger tries, guys. Has far longer.
He's so good, bro. He's so good. We'll speak about him. You don't think they're fun? Are they fun to watch? No, not the most fun.
Their rugby league is not fun to watch, but they're fun to watch because everyone's rooting for them.
They're like the underdog. They've been last the past
bro.
3 years.
Like everyone's.
Everyone wants to see some like substance.
They're like us last year for a lot of teams where they just want us to win because they have almost suffered.
Yeah, it's like we want to be with you on the come up.
For me to watch because I'm watching a player that I get to speak to, cuz. You know what I mean?
Cool. I was going
to
say.
And he played damn fuck well on the weekend.
He played so good, bro. He was
gone. And then he fucking snubbed us.
Yeah,
and
I was going to say.
So that was the last game. And I want to get a photo with Jerome because I haven't met Jerome in person yet. I've only played league with him. And cotton shit. Just flexing, you know.
Yeah.
But we went to the Tigers member area where all the fans were. But none of the Tigers fans went over. They just stayed around where the sheds are.
The players, you mean?
The players. Because I wanted to get a photo of Jerome. We went front row. The Tigers fans let me go front row.
That's crazy.
Because they knew what I was there for, right? I was talking to them for like 20 minutes, all these Tigers fans. But then the Tigers players... I don't think it's because it was for no particular reason. Like, they must have been called to the shed. Like, they might have not had a lot of time to do signatures and stuff. And they stuck around where the tunnels are, but didn't actually go to the fan section.
Yeah.
Which was a bit odd. Like, you'd expect it. But, like, again.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they were told to get off the grass. I don't know, cuz. I'm just saying. Like,
you gotta let him know. I wanted to come see you. Say hello.
Yeah, I'm gonna give him. I'm gonna give him some shit. But
sorry, bro.
It wasn't them. Nah, I don't think. I'm not saying nothing. It was just a funny story. But I'll get him when we go to. Well, I'm definitely going to the Tigers game this year.
Tigers maybe our home ground.
For sure.
It's at Combank,
which is
the
best.
So we're not playing them once.
Well, I hate that. We only lost them once.
Nah, it's
It's the dumbest thing ever.
That's a streets game, bro. The streets
love
that
Combank.
Shit. I've never been, bro. I'll probably go to that one with you.
I
straight
love
up.
Combank, bro.
No, I've never been to Combank.
Such a good stadium. You'll love it.
The
You'll
best
love it.
Stadium. The
Are you
best.
Excited for me? That I've never been. It's like I haven't watched The Sopranos yet.
You haven't been to Wank Best Stadium? Yeah, it's like me. Yeah, like, not The Sopranos.
See, for me, I love the stadium.
Fuck! Can I ask you something quickly before we move on?
Oh, yeah, go.
Because the Bulldogs one's going to be a big gap. Tyrell May, do you start him or do you bench him?
Start him.
Khalas.
Okay, what are we talking about?
That's it. Because he's unbelievable.
What a fucking gun. Off the back fence, lad.
Titans, Bulldogs.
He's what? Can I just say,
go
man,
on.
Like, you know how much, you know more than anyone how much I love Tyrell May.
Yeah.
From the
big fan.
Days.
Big fan.
Now that him not coming to us, he's starting to sting a little bit deep down because you know how much I love him and I love his brother. And I'm glad to see him doing well. I'm glad to see him doing well at a team that I like.
Yeah, I think the Tigers.
I just wish it was my team.
Well, I think the Tigers deserve that, bro. Especially after Stefano's like stuff used. And it's no.
He's
no
better than Stefano. So he's good on you, man.
He's literally better than Stefano from what we can see.
Go, you gun.
Good stuff there. Boys, Titans, Bulldogs, let's get into this one. I'm going to give you my take quickly before I let you go into it.
Do you want to talk about, is there a game, the Raiders game, you want to talk about that one? Do you want to finish off on the Dogs?
Oh, let's do it. No, we've still got the Penrith Broncos game and then the Melbourne Raiders game. So, let's do the Dogs. Yeah, let's go for the Dogs. Boys, I'm going to give you my 2 cents. Was I happy with the win? Yes. Was I impressed? Not at all. I think we can play so much better. And I think we always do this to ourselves. We allow teams to get back in. When we played the Broncos, I don't know. Everyone can disagree with me, but I told everyone I don't fear the Broncos. But I fear when we give him the game, and that's what I think happened to us against the Broncos in the first half. We let Jacob Preston drops the ball, and it just becomes a domino effect. It starts raining. You get sin bins. You start seeing red. Yada yada yada. I did say the only team I do fear is the Canberra Raiders. Like, I fear them more than Melbourne. Now, am I excited to watch this Raiders Dogs game? I am, but I'm honestly, bro, Fred, I'm shitting bricks, wallah. Because the Raiders are going to give it to us.
Wallah, we're going to lose.
I'm letting everyone know from now that I'm worried about them. And this Titans game, I think we should have done a bit, like, I think we should have done way, way better. You said Burton, with Burton, we score more points, whatever. I agree.
We still score
38
points.
I know, but if they get their kicks in, it's pretty tight. You know what I mean? And I'm being a real fan here. I'm not being like I'm not covering the cracks.
No.
But they did score a lot of our stupid errors.
You're looking into their points too much. One of them was Toby Sexton. Just, I don't know how he screwed up that pass to Sherry. They ended up scoring a couple sets after that. Then Loffy intercept score, if you want to even call it that. Then that Tino shit, really. I reckon he touched it too, but what the fuck, cuz? What are we doing here? You're looking at they're not real tries. They scored one real try.
I don't even want them to get that shit.
They scored one.
I'm burning
try.
Because that were like a that's yeah. like a big.
But even then,
team,
I still think you should have scored more. The fact that you guys
we didn't go left
at all.
But cuz
you know,
because
Sherry.
Well, like, I had Sherry Montoya, which is crazy because usually we just spam left, all right? But I was impressed because of how much ball the right side got. With
Kiraz had
Karaz
a game,
and
bro.
Krita literally nicked them, bro.
Kiraz said, "Yeah, Origin's coming up, boys. Let me show
yeah,
you."
Yeah, let me just get 14 tackle breaks.
Even Crichton.
Crichton was unbelievable.
Did he sell you as well? He sold the shit out of me.
What do you mean?
I thought he was going left. Like I thought.
I literally said to my mate John and Johnny, "Cause watch, he's gonna get the boys, gonna nick him, and he nicked them bad."
But did you think he was going left, or did you think he was going to Kiraz?
I knew he was. Yeah, I thought it was going
left. Yeah, because he's like...
But I'm talking about that run. That run, because I'm like, because look, he's got a head of steam. It's game over. He's going to nick him.
And I think that's
he
one of
fucking
his...
fucking nicked him.
I think that's one of his most... Like, his better performances this year, if I'm
correct. Yeah, because he hasn't been getting that much ball. And look what happens when
and
he
I think he was hurt
guys.
As well, bro.
He was, like, carrying an injury.
Right, he nicked him bad.
Curtis
like
Moran,
Karaz,
what do you think of Moran?
Love him.
I love him, bro. He got up there, back fence. What do you want to call
was
it?
Fucking fiending for it. You know what I mean? I was speaking of this about Willie. I was speaking about Curtis to like Willie Mason, bro. Like he doesn't get a run, and it's crazy. It's sad because you know how much he wants.
He's a pocket rocker, bro.
When he's on there, he's just giving 110%. But it's about that gas tank, bro. And he's a smaller guy, man. Like he's not a big boy. But he plays like a big boy.
But I love him, bro. You know when he runs at the line?
When watch him live. Just watch him live and you'll see. If you guys don't know about Curtis Moran, go to a game, watch him, and you'll fucking love him. That cunt is fucking...
He just runs.
He's fucking hungry, dude. You know what I mean? He's
and I haven't heard a peep. He wants to leave. Nothing. Nah, not a peep.
He wants to break in.
He's like, you know what?
That's what he wants to do.
You know what, boys? My gas tank's not good. I'm going to fill it up. I'm going to make sure it's pretty good for it.
We got some mad depth, bro.
Yeah, we have some good depth in those areas as well, bro. Like, I was very happy with Connor Tracy as well. I think that was...
His best game of the season.
Wow, bro. When people tell me... I have this argument with a lot of people. They go, you can't win a grand final with Connor Tracy. What's your take on that? I need to bring my brother-in-law here because we'll argue for days.
I think Connor Tracy just keeps getting better and better and better. And
impressive, bro. Wallah.
And it's like Sexton. Like, I think there's a lot of improvement so that they can win it in it. Right now, they're playing very well, and I think they're just going to keep getting better.
But for me, like, as an outsider from the Dogs, like, everyone always said, like, he wasn't a proper fullback.
Yeah, are we going to play him centre? Like,
he's playing better than, like, half
no,
of the
No, he was a proper fullback. It's just no one ever played him there.
Is he a top?
And then when he did play there, he was better than Will Kennedy.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Is Connor Tracy a top five fullback in the NRL at this moment?
No. Okay. No,
can you give me your five, please?
Well,
top five in form, not as in like what you've won and shit. I'm talking about this season.
Yeah,
in
well, Pappenhausen, Tedesco, Jai Gray, I reckon.
Jai Gray's better than Connor Tracy?
Yeah, I think so.
At the moment, I think so.
Yeah, come on, bro. That guy's in Queensland talks, for Christ's sake.
He's a fucking crazy, bro.
Even Dylan Edwards, dude.
Don't give me that face.
You reckon Dylan Edwards missed like a few games, and then
he's missed a few games, but every time he's played,
the whole season.
No, I love Dylan Edwards.
Turbo's better.
I love Dylan Edwards. Turbo's played 3.5 minutes.
But again, in the games he's played, in the form he's played,
I don't like this on form shit. He's been like 2 months, bro.
All right, so
total body of work.
Give me your top five. Go again, Teddy.
At full strength.
Yeah. No, no, not full strength. What you've seen this year.
Pappenhausen, Tedesco.
So Pappenhausen's first.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No. No. Is that from? I'm asking you. Yeah.
The Turbo when he plays and when he, because they lost three in a row, four in a row,
without
whatever.
Him.
And then they comes back and they nick Penrith. Fucking Dylan Edwards, Jai Gray.
So Connor Chase is not even like. Where do you have him? Like seventh.
He's there. He's a. He's a.
He's in the top ten.
No. He's not too far below that.
Yeah. Like he's in the top ten. He's.
Like, I think like. Buller. I think it's comparable to Buller. He does more than Buller. But Buller, when he does it, looks better.
You know what? Actually, I have to give a shout out. You know, I have to give a shout out to. I have to give a shout out to Titans, the group. That fullback from Groot. Titans, the group.
I don't even think he's top ten.
No, I'm not saying he's in the top. I'm not talking.
But like Kinney's better than.
I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about the list at all. I'm just saying he played so good against us, and he's going to be some. I don't know. He might be getting us.
Well, they have 12 fullbacks.
Yeah, well, they're going to play.
It reminds me of Will Zilman.
I've heard that name in ages, bro.
Boys love crying being a goalkeeper.
22
in a row.
22 in a row. See, we're all right. TikTok.
Can I? Come you go. On.
He hasn't missed since Sharks first half. He missed two. He missed like a bunch of goals. Everyone getting criticism.
Show me the money. Show me the money. I'm doing it to Bolodu. Not because I just feel like I'm right.
I missed to Bolodu, man.
Hold on. We made that clip. Repost that clip.
We're going to repost. You repost
that,
bro.
Give it to me. Repost that shit. Repost that shit. 22 in a row, lad. 22.
I think we're going to shit the bed this week now.
Bro, it's not going to hit one.
Hey, we're going to score 18 tries against Raiders and we're going to lose the game somehow.
He's going to kick it and hit the post. He's going to be compensating. He goes left.
But you know what? Hectic Fred doesn't really curse the dogs. So you never know, brother. Hectic Fred. Shade out.
Nah, curse the dogs.
Boys, David Fafita.
Thank you, Dez.
I need your 2 cents. Because well, why the fuck?
He lost 32-0
in Queensland Cup.
He lost 32-0 in the
David Fafita. He played like in Queensland runs. Cup and they lost 32-0.
Do you think Penrith are going to sign him?
They should have signed him.
We should have. Well, Rooster should have signed
him. Hey, listen.
Hey, I'll start this conspiracy. I'm like Fabrizio. I just start conspiracies. What do you reckon?
Speaking of Roosters, heavy talks with DCE. But we'll get.
No, Buzzard, it's a done deal.
Yeah, he's gone to Roosters. DCE. Why would you go anywhere else? They literally need a halfback. Listen, like, not listen, halfback. They need a star
listen,
player.
Listen. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Who are we talking about?
We're talking about David Fafita.
David Fafita. Is one of the best back rolls in the comp, but you have to use him like you can't make him do all this shit that he's not meant to do. Because you give him the ball,
and he alone hit the edge. Hit the edge.
The Titans give more ball to Bo Firma, for fuck's sake.
He's been killing it.
And he's been mad.
Imagine David Fafita.
He's got a double.
He's not David Fafita.
Yeah, imagine David Fafita's quality with
you
that.
You put David Fafita on, he'd be like, he's like Ola Kawatu. You can't just chuck him in the middle and expect it to be a workhorse. He's not. He'll tackle, and voila, he will make 10 tackle breaks a game.
You need to put his quality where his quality should be, really.
He needs to go on the good edge. Team.
Yeah, who do you think? Like, do you reckon
Penrith? I get them dropping because the Titans need a workhorse everywhere because they just shit.
Too much holes.
They just shit.
Yeah.
They can't afford a bit of laziness, not even a shred of laziness.
Other
teams can't when you have other players that are willing to work hard to compensate for other people's laziness. But also, when you're on a hard-working team, which the Titans just are not, by the way, you the players that are left behind in that area or leave a lot to be desired in terms of their work ethic, when you surround them with an environment of people who work hard, guess what?
They all work hard.
You're a product of your environment. That's the dogs. Dogs culture.
You reckon Hasler gets sacked this year?
No.
You reckon they just keep him and
Adam O'Brien? Trust the process. Adam O'Brien has more of a chance of getting sacked. Than
I reckon they should swap teams. I'm just talking shit. I don't know. anything to say on the Bulldogs, boys? Kiraz looked good. Preston looked good. Bailey looked good. That's right.
On my point, I was going to say earlier about you guys scoring more points. Why would you just take the two with the men in the bin and 5 minutes?
I don't fucking know, like, bro. I don't know.
That's my line. I don't even need to say anything at this point.
I don't even know. Anything
remotely controversial about the 2 points, mate? Come on.
You know what it is? I think in moments when I'm watching the game, like I get dirty at things. It stains on the whole game. Like that pissed me off for the rest of the game. Like when we scored tries after that, I was like, yeah, but I wasn't really like.
It's just like, why would you do it? Like I get if there was
flex your muscle,
down, like you have the momentum and it just like.
Well, I booed him when they did that. I booed him. I booed him. I came back from halftime. And I'm like, what about you? And I'm talking to all the Dogs fans around me. what about that fucking dumb decision to take the 2 points, the dumb dogs?
Like, obviously, yeah. You guys ended up winning by 20, but, like, at the time...
That's what I said. We didn't break a sweat, lad. Didn't break a sweat.
We actually... Well, that watching the first 10 minutes,
we never left third gear.
Yeah.
And we got to that game late, too.
Yeah, that first 10 minutes was hectic, bro. Like, we were smashing them. Boys, we move on.
Yeah, mate, come on, mate. Yeah,
triple. Sorry.
14 tackle breaks. A hat trick. He didn't score all year until that game,
yeah,
mate.
That was his first, like, try ever, then a hat trick.
Hat trick. Like, 230 meters. 14 tackle breaks.
Him in the air.
Line breaks. Air. Yeah. Aerial.
What
domination.
Did they call him last year? Air Karaz. He needs to be in the air. He's unbelievable in the air, bro. He jumps over everyone.
Cracked his back.
Critter, yeah, I sent that video. That's Critter, cute.
Crack his back every fucking game.
Every part. Game, Achi.
Part of the pre-game tradition, mate.
Has
crack
to happen.
His back.
Has to happen.
Because if Lomax or Toto is injured, he's playing wing.
Definitely. Do I don't see anyone else.
No, don't you have him over Lomax?
I do not have him over.
I understand why he does. Because Lomax is unbelievable everywhere.
I get Lomax is unbelievable.
Lomax is going to do the Tommy Turbo thing where the kicker kicks.
He's been injured. I don't... Because look at the game that he played against us.
Yeah. He was unbelievable. In a shit team.
The cunt is a fucking beast.
Yeah, he's a
beast.
Is
that simple? Are you really going to change the formula that won us the game?
No.
Won us Origin.
But I'm still going to say Kiraz.
He nearly beat us on his own.
I'm still going to say Kiraz, bro, because that's my brother.
I know he's our brothers, but sometimes you just got to take off the rose tinted glasses and you got to be unbiased.
Yeah, but you can do that. I don't want
to. But he's this close.
You can take it. Yeah, I don't want to.
He's this close.
He's there, cuz. Wallah, he's there. And Preston is too, bro. But Hudson Young keeps scoring tries, brother. I'm going to start throwing arms. Panthers Broncos, boys, let's get into it. Total domination from Penrith. I told everyone this. Or maybe I didn't say it on the potty, but I was like, I don't fear Brisbane. Wallah, I don't. They're shit. And after round one, I was like, they're going to be in the... I was like, they won the grand final already. Give them the trophy. Who's going to be Clough Churchill? I started giving names. After that, bro, I'm like, this team doesn't look consistent, bro. And you go back to what Freddie was saying about Maggie having dogs in his team. There's not enough in this team, bro. They don't look like a team that wants to win the premiership. Wallah, they don't. Adam Reynolds, I know you said sorry last week to Fred. Sorry, brother, because you got back to your own ways. And it gave me a little bit of a vibe with the Penrith Grand Final.
He was our best player.
He was the best player.
Adam Reynolds, man.
Two out on a full key.
Why didn't you do that last week, mate?
Yeah, only against us, cuz.
You just have to fuck us and then say sorry to me, and I appreciate it, Adam.
Adam. You're not serious when you get called by your first name,
listen,
man.
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't upset to see you kick two balls out on the floor in the weekend, mate. But I forgive you, mate. I forgive you. You must just hate blue and white because you did it to us in 2014. He did it to us
he
last
week. He
tortures
us, bro.
And, man,
and I love Adam Reynolds.
You know,
and then he gives Penrith the pass, bro.
You know what? It's like a UFC fighter when they knock someone out really badly and then they feel bad, so the next time they fight, they're not
they're
as
like,
good.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's
that's
like
what happened.
We're like the brain damage, like Chris Eubanks, like senior. He knocked us out so bad he gave us brain damage and he feels bad. And then
he was never the same after that.
It's magnificent. My son, I was going to show up for my son.
Would you like a sweetie?
I love that bloke, bro. He's like one of my, like, I could just listen to
him. He's such a sick cunt.
Well, I could watch him. Like, I'm just good because he went to the fight with his boy.
That was such a moment,
bro.
That
was a mad
moment.
That was a moment. But now he's back in the spotlight and that guy is so fucking funny.
I love his fashion too. He wears those big coats. Like, he's just like very stylish.
I am keen. Right, what a sick cunt. And I love his fucking, he's got this like line about, do you want to see if a woman is right for you? Ask her, would you like to go to church with me and see what she says? I'm like, oh, this bloke's stupid facts.
Yeah, he's old and wise, you could say.
Love that bloke, bro.
And honestly, bro, that's off topic.
And Adam,
that
Reynolds,
was
Adam Reynolds is like that.
Yeah.
To
that's
us.
Not fair, bro.
And then he goes easy on. We're like, no, we're like, because this is what it's really like. We're the oldest child because we get belted by him, like tortured, abused, everything like that. He wants us. It's like he punishes us the hardest. And then Penrith, oh, it's all right. Grand final kick to win. Oh, don't worry, I'll just miss. I just nicked the elder son. You did something worse than me. Oh, you did something worse than the elder son. Oh, don't worry, two kicks out on the floor. It's okay. You want to go out at 11 o'clock at night? Yeah, you can go. Okay.
The older son gets nicked.
Bidik,
you want money?
You want some money? Go.
Bidik Masori.
Yeah, Masori, Masori. My dad never used to say speak Arabic with me, but us, you want to go outside to kick the ball? No, go study.
Go look at the wall and don't turn around.
You're allowed to watch TV on Sundays, but you're not allowed to watch TV on Sundays.
My dad wouldn't let me play PlayStation on the weekdays, but he used to let me fucking watch TV. Make it make sense, bro. I'm watching Gordon Ramsay. I'm like, cuz, I could be playing COD MW2 right now, bro. Let me play. I remember once I was playing Midnight Club, like on a Sunday, and I had an exam on the Monday. He smashed a hole through my wall, bro. I remember once my sister had pulled an all-nighter because the day before an exam, he didn't even care.
Doesn't care, yeah. They get away with everything. Like, We're the oldest.
Adam Reynolds makes us copper.
My dad, 1058.
Goes easy on the youngest kid, the Panthers.
My dad, when I was young, 1058, he doesn't call me. My mom has to call me, you know what I mean? And that's the scary thing, lad. When the mom calls you, like, bro. My brother Omar now, 3 a.m. Yeah, I'm getting food. What do you want? Like I'm the problem. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? How do you get over this shit? You have to die on the sword sometimes, lad. You gotta go for
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Adam. I love you, bro.
Boys,
what a sick cunt.
Nathan Cleary, very familiar try. It's so crazy how he scored that. That was so easy.
Nah, I was getting flashbacks, man.
That was like,
do you get deja vu? Deja vu. I have been in this place before. Real ones know that one. That's a better song.
What does the Broncos need? Dogs?
The Broncos need some dogs.
That's what they need, huh?
They need a trade.
They need consistency.
They need a trade away. Oh, yeah, Jordan, Ricky, see you later, boss.
Yeah, I don't know how that guy's still.
And then what they need is, because how the fuck do you go a whole game, you pass the ball to Katoni like 5 times?
He's so good, bro. Oh my,
bro, they have a Ferrari everywhere. They take it for a spin once a year, bro.
You're getting
give
right,
the
right,
ball
right
to
everywhere.
Fucking Katoni, Stags, and get the fuck out of the way, you spastics. Stop. No, I don't know why. Because listen, just you're making it harder for yourselves. You don't need to get Katoni into position. You just need to get him the ball, brother.
And he'll find the way.
You've got a Rolls Royce here, cuz. Adam Reynolds has been too used to playing with Tane Milne and shit. Brother, you've got Katoni Stags here, cuz. You give him the ball.
With 12 men.
you give him the ball and you get out of the way, my brother.
He's Simples. So good. And I'm eating my words, bro. You reckon Smokey for Origin or nah?
No.
The centers are locked in, that's why.
I was speaking about this. Like, there's just, it's not that Katoni isn't amazing, it's, We're talking about some of the best centers.
In the world.
Like, we literally have like the 5 best centers in the league, bro. And Katoni is not one of them.
We have a good problem in the fact that we have too many greats.
Yeah, we got Latrell, we got Turbo, Crichton. You got Crichton, you got Best, you got, man, it's fucked, man. It's not easy, dude, to beat those guys. Oh, calm.
Nah, it's all good. Fuck it.
What?
Come on,
bro. What happened?
Come on.
Trent just left.
I know.
You didn't want to say anything?
I didn't want to say anything because you were recording. I couldn't.
Hey, sorry, bro. Okay. Let's go one thing to say.
What?
Like, fuck you cunts for not beating Chelsea, you dumb dogs.
What do you want to do, cunts?
Fuck me, dead man.
The whole team was
you
drunk.
The full season.
The whole team was drunk.
You played the full season.
We were done, bro. We were done.
So, you know what? This is karma for going easy on Chelsea because you want them to get something
from
Chelsea,
us. You should have beat Minte. You beat Minte score.
We drew.
Anyway, that's actually a shit go.
Like,
I have to watch it.
Celebration ever.
Like, he just dropped the video, too.
I saw. I was scrolling, but I saw it, too. I didn't want to say anything, but.
Liverpool fans, huh?
I don't watch soccer, so I'm not too...
Liverpool fans,
well, can you give
imagine
me...
Imagine Nathan Cleary just left you to go to Super League. Like homegrown boy, he's been with you since like 17 and he just leaves you.
Nah.
But imagine he left for Super League. Imagine he left for Super League like after his last champ, the fourth. Like, so like this year he'd be in the Super League. That's their star boy, bro. That's their star boy.
Oh,
he's wearing a white kit.
He's a snake.
He's wearing a white kit. He's wearing a white
kit.
Is
it like being a snake about it as well? Or?
No. So he could have re-signed.
He went for free.
He went for free.
you know how much he's worth? He's like 50 million.
No.
Like Real Madrid.
No.
What, as a right back, cuz. Come on.
Come on, bro. The cunt's 100 million plus.
Yeah, I know. But as a right back, like if you're signing a right back, you're not going to pay 100 million for a right back. Let's be real.
Brother.
So I'm being realistic. But as a talent.
What do you mean? If Teo has a fucking asking price of 100, imagine what he's got. Come on, cuz.
Yeah, so anyway, instead of signing an extension and then getting the other team to buy you,
he's like, I'll go
for free.
So that the team can have some money, he just ditched them.
It's a boyhood club, yeah?
Bruh.
He wants to be. I'm off. Lads. He wants to be the next David Beckham lad.
He will. And honestly, like I understand. Like I understand.
It's alright. He wants to go cry.
Bruh.
Well, let's talk about the best game in the round. I reckon.
Just take it away, bro. Canberra Raiders.
No. Penrith, you were alright.
Thomas Jenkins. I feel so bad for him because that man's got a double and he's going to get dropped this week.
Why?
Because Brian Toto's coming back.
So I'm feeding him in, lad.
Fill him in. But also, shout out to Lauren Patea. He killed it, scored a try, and I think he...
Oh, right in front of us too, eh?
Yeah. I think he deserves a spot on the bench. He's definitely earned his way into the team. So, shout out Panthers. We did well. Content team, you're the greatest. And
fuck you for making a stupid video.
We're going to come
back. I don't know why I hate it. I just hate it. And let's talk about the... Because, like, you know what's crazy? And I'll say this. Like, I said it to the boys. They were up 14-0. And I'm like, bro, they're going to throw this lead away. Like, the Raiders will be back in this game in about 20 minutes. And they were. Because there's something wrong with Melbourne how, like, these first 10 rounds. They cannot play a full game. They cannot. I told you, they cannot play a full game.
They don't scare you like they were last year.
Because real Melbourne, they fucking... I can't even use that. I can't use the analogy I wanted to use.
They do what they did to Manly. But
they bring you down and they keep you down. But they just bring you down and they help you back up now. You know what I mean?
Which is crazy because the contrast at the beginning of this season, everyone was like, okay, Storm's in the grand final now. Who else? Like, is it going to be the Dogs? Is it going to be... I don't even know what other teams were in contention at the beginning of the season.
That's what I was saying. Who's the second team in the grand final?
But it is insane because they've, not, as you said, they're not playing for 80 minutes. Even against the Seagulls, which I just mentioned, they killed them. But then Seagulls came back in the last 20 minutes and put 16 points on them.
I feel bad for Nick Meaney, bro. But like, it was so bad this game. And
he wasn't even the worst part. Liero was way worse.
Liero cost him the game.
Liero was six
penalties. Cost him the game.
Whatever origin conversations he was in, he's now out the fucking...
Was he at Queensland?
They were talking about putting him on the bench or some shit. And Billy might still pick him because
he single-handedly cost them the game.
He literally lost them the game.
Like, he gave away six penalties, and then gave away
the penalty to win the game.
Bro, they had kicked a field goal.
Wallace Stefano, what the fuck was wrong with those guys?
That game was everything Melbourne aren't. Like, that's not Melbourne.
Because that was similar to what we did last week. It's just, you know, brain explosion.
Yeah, you just snap.
Because they snapped hard. Stefano. He's elbowing cunts. Kicking cunts on the floor. Yeah, and, bro.
We didn't talk about this in the Bulldogs game. Preston's stupid sin bin and charge call. I don't even
understand that anymore, bro. Because when he got penalised for it, Preston, I was like, what the fuck happened? Like, why is he getting penalised?
Can we just say he's beating up? But I want to talk about that at the end because, it was they are going to get the spray of sprays because I don't think Bellamy will care about blowing leads and turning off when you're up by 30, but blowing leads and turning off up 14 against a fucking amazing side in Canberra that plays as one unit, he's going to be livid. I wouldn't want to be the Tigers.
Call up Luan and tell him just to take the week off because you do not want to feel the brunt of force.
I think Tigers are going to give him
a crack, but they won't win. They won't win. Melbourne haven't lost two in a row.
You know, if the Tigers beat Melbourne,
there's
a big convert to have.
The next chapter.
And that's at Amy Park too. Like, if they lose in Melbourne,
that's gonna be rough.
Surely.
No,
Melbourne wins.
I'm sorry, if they won this week, I was going to tip the Tigers, but the fact that they lost this week,
it's a big difference.
Well, they are going to cop it bad from because like Bellamy and Ricky, obviously, you know, they've had many battles before.
There might not be a 167 podcast the way they're going to get punished.
Podcast, this is looking like podcast P.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I need to take a break from podcasting.
Yeah. To focus on basketball, and then they lost like 10 games.
And then he's like, I'm back to podcasting. Back to my career.
Yeah. Raiders were outstanding, dude. And that
KO Weeks, was that KO Weeks, yeah? What a try.
That happened on our side.
What
too,
a moment
right?
to actually watch.
That was fucking... Like, I jeezed all over the... I jeezed everywhere.
Is it safe to say this, right? Maybe not, because you're like, they're Jose Mourinho Raiders. But they have games where if you're a casual watching, you're like, Well, I like this rugby.
I mean, I can tell you, everyone in that stadium was locked into that game. Well, and
Raiders, yeah, agreed, right? And, yeah. And we were watching with a Melbourne fan in front of us, Jinning back. But cuz I fucking used to hate the way the Raiders played.
I remember because you called him Mourinho, park the bus.
It was all like one out bullshit, and cuz now they're throwing offloads around. They're spreading it really well. Their centers are OP. Their wingers are mad to watch.
They've had a redemption.
Kyle Weeks, who cannot, he look well, like he can't catch a high ball for shit. He can't.
That's why Contreras is
better. I don't know. Yeah, well, he's not in any conversation because he's lost them about the two games they lost this year, probably because of him.
Yeah,
that Manly game was a fucking nightmare. Even in this game, he dropped a couple high balls. But, brother, whatever fucking wrong he did, he made up for it with some individual brilliance, brother. Because he just made.
That was a nice. That was backyard footy, bro.
Brother, right in front of us. And it's not. Like, the balls to go for that when you're losing with 2 minutes to go is just insane. Shout out to Kyle Weeks.
Big mentality,
bro. He's fast, mate. Ooh, what's that? Roger Fabry is not. He wasn't kidding, dude, about how fast Kyle Weeks is, mate.
He knows his shit, Roger Fabry.
Nobody knows more about running than him, lad, in this country. So shout out to Roger. He's a fucking rocket, that fucking Kyle Weeks.
Even that
Pappenhausen. He made Pappenhausen look like a little fucking slug, mate. Made it look like Gary from SpongeBob.
try Pappenhausen scored was sexy as well.
Both of those. That was like, a far longer run. I missed that live, but I watched
that. He's such a gun, bro. Well, what the man. Fuck did they get with him? He's unbelievable, bro.
I don't even know how he fucking played, but
he played the nine, didn't he? Didn't he play some comp and he broke out on the scene? He burst on the scene.
The North Club, that's for the North Sydney Bears, the Melbourne Feeder Club. He just emerged and has been an unreal talent.
Well, they couldn't tackle him that first run he made. Okay, that was amazing.
He's going to replace Pappenhausen. When Pappenhausen resigns somewhere else or retires or wherever,
he'll be the one. Next. He'll be the one, bro. They always somehow find some way, bro.
But how the fuck did they lose that game?
Do you think the Raiders deserve to win that game?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, because Melbourne were bad or just because the way they
lost? Because they didn't give up. They were locked in from that point where they went down 14-0. At no point did I really think that it was going to be a big scoreline. And I feel like the Raiders were always going to come back.
Was there a sim bin that was Papa?
No. When they got into
a
third scuffle because, man, the tension was high in that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were not happy, lad.
They always compete for all those two teams, right?
They were like a few push and shoves in the game. They got so ugly to the point they were kicking each other.
Yeah,
like, yeah, Stefano kicking like... Bit of a head loss there. That's another thing Bellamy's going to probably speak to him because if anyone knows Bellamy's teams, they're always calm and composed. Like, they're always like, yeah, we'll be all right. Bang, bang. There's never like that crazy ill discipline. And even if there is, they get away with it because Cameron Smith bought a boat, whatever it is. But like, I just, even Munster was lashing out. I was like,
well, him and,
bro, he gave him an attitude adjustment because John Cena. I don't know what the fuck that penalty was for. There was nothing wrong with that tackle. And I don't know, cuz fuck, make it make
some
sense.
Bad calls, bro. This like
again, surprise, Sutton's the one making the call.
Yeah, 80 but Jared Sutton, how did he get that game?
I all I say is Melbourne will be missing. I'm missing Harry
Grant. I was literally just about to say
so
that.
Bad
Harry Grant is literally the key to open to Melbourne being composed, to Melbourne closing out games. It's so crazy because that's a halfback's job, bro.
It's also exploiting, like, they're not on paper, they're not the best team in the middle. He makes them competitive in the middle of the park, and that's where they lost that battle, in the middle of the park, I reckon, man. And Bronson Garlic, Bronson Toom, fucking
Chawarma,
what's
is
his
that?
Name, Tyron Wishart, because they're just not Harry Grant.
You said you this a few weeks
and,
back.
You can try and make him Harry Grant, they're not Harry Grant.
When's Harry Grant back? Next
he's
week?
Back in a week or two, but he's gonna play Origin because it's that simple. So yeah. He plays one game,
I hope he does, bro,
and he plays Origin.
I hope he does, because so we can keep our red money, bro.
Well, I hope he doesn't so that we win.
That's true as well. No, I think we'll beat him. If we've 10 Harry Grants,
so,
I don't really care.
But no Harry Grant is a massive loss for Queensland too if he doesn't play.
Yeah, 100%, bro. Boys, anything else on this game before I ask you a question about the Raiders? What do you think, bro? Do you think it's going to be up the milk for like consistently this season, or do you reckon they'll fall off?
They'll make the eight.
No, they're a good team, man.
They're a good team, bro. From what I've seen.
Next year when Jamal goes, something's going to change.
Well, that's what we said this year. Like, they lost a lot of talent at the end of this last year.
Yeah, they lost a lot of old boys.
Yeah, like Rapana and shit.
And Elliot White, they lost old boys. They got these young boys like Tamale.
They are the dumbest cunts, bro.
Yeah, I got him as soon as you said I bought him straight away, and he's never let me down.
If there's a junior that the Dragons let go of, you should just get him in Supercoach.
Because they automatically become beasts.
Yeah, they're the new Tigers.
It's like Man United, and they let people go on loan.
Yeah, get him in.
He plays first grade, get him in Supercoach with the GP of the year.
He'll be cheapy straight away, straight in. He'll play his minutes. He'll do his 50, 60 every week. And then he'll be this gun wherever I want him. And you're like, should I send him for 800? Anything else to speak on this game, boys, before we get into our tips? It's been a long episode, bro.
Has it really?
Yeah.
An hour and 24.
No, longer.
What are
you? Yeah, right, you're right. An hour and 22.
I'm all good, bro. But I like the Raiders. They're legit cars. Mm-hmm. And can we just talk about this Jacob Preston shit?
Yeah, let's get into it.
It's simple, very simple. Dogs should 100% challenge this. They are challenging it. And we don't challenge anything. We take the early guilty plea.
We
take the early guilty plea every time. Because they're like, why are we wasting our time? But this time, it's not a waste of time. I actually think he's going to get off. Because number one, it was completely accidental. Number two, it wasn't your traditional crusher tackle. It was, they called it like a partial crusher.
I watched it. You were at the game, yeah? I was watching on TV. I was like, what the hell just happened? Like, can we go back and see? Because
everyone was like that. And I have spoken to so many neutral fans, non-Dogs fans, and they were saying that sin bin was absolute bullshit, by the way.
I was so confused.
The game was over. But
what balancing the books.
What the fuck is he getting sin bin for? He didn't know what the fuck he was getting sin bin for. And Tino milked it. Well, he's already enemy number one for the Dogs.
Tino.
And now he's going to get worse. If Preston gets suspended, any chance of forgiveness? Carlos, gone.
I'm genuinely unsure about this. Is there a chance he's found guilty, but they give him less weeks, or is it automatically just 4 weeks?
No, I think it's if you're guilty, it's four weeks.
4 weeks.
It's 3 to 4 weeks now if you don't do nothing.
There is no way.
How is that?
How is that three to four weeks?
Stefano kicked someone.
Yeah.
Started a push and shove. Didn't even get put on report.
Nothing. He kicked someone. He didn't like push someone or go ahead. He literally lashed his leg out. That's automatically foul play.
Yeah.
Shit like that. If you get sent off for it, I understand because we're playing rugby league, brother. This is not your.
Is it as bad as old mates? We're not here fighting each other.
We're not here to rip each other's heads off. We're here to play rugby league, bro. I know you're gonna get frustration, push and shove, but to lash someone, kick someone. And even these players running with their elbows up, cuz like these refs don't.
Well, the forearms.
Tino does it every run.
He broke Carson's jaw a few years back.
Mm-hmm. And no one did he get in trouble for that?
I think he got a few weeks.
Let me ask you: Is this one sec?
Go on.
Is this as bad as to till his knee to the head?
No.
Because that's the same amount of time. No, it was two separate things.
No. So he got two suspensions.
But so was that 3 weeks?
It was 3 weeks and 2 weeks.
Jacob fucking Preston, the guy's innocent. The guy, he did a hip drop on it and he got suspended last year. Yeah. And we all know that's like, we all know a hip drop.
No, he didn't get suspended.
No, he didn't. He won it. That's
he won
right.
it. The NRL didn't even, they took away the charge.
So you're literally innocent. You're always innocent. You're not like guilty. You're not Jared.
He's not a dirty player.
Yeah, you're not Jared. You're Uriah Hargreaves. You're freaking Jacob Preston. You look at the guy, he's a fucking angel. How are you giving him 3-4 weeks off the bat?
Three, four weeks is insane.
I'm telling you, I feel like the NRL does.
My new thing, it wasn't like an actual. Tino's a big boy. He was.
It was a complete accident, dude. Like, he wasn't in a crusher position.
You know what I think, Fred? I think sometimes the NRL just plays with our balls because I think they just drop headlines.
Well, like, can you imagine he gets suspended? We got to go to Canberra without Curran.
Forget that. We got the Roosters after.
Can't fuck that.
You guys get burdened this week?
Yeah. We got to go to Canberra. Yeah, we do.
Is it one week? Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
But we got to go to Canberra without Preston.
Curran, Satili.
Without fucking Curran, without Satili, without Todd, without fucking Samuel Hughes. Five fucking forwards that would all be in the fucking top 20 of the players. And they're all injured or suspended.
Exactly, boys.
Anyway, let's get into the tips. I'm drained today. Parramatta Dolphins, first game of the round, boys. It's on Thursday night. Who's going with? It's at Combank.
I'm going Parramatta, 1-12.
I'm
going
to go Parramatta 1-12 as well.
Parramatta 1-12.
Newcastle and Gold Coast.
I'm going to go Gold Coast 1-12.
To McDonald Jones Stadium.
I'm going to go Gold Coast 1-12. Sorry, United and Dan. I met the Newey boys. I just can't stop making friends with Newey boys.
You know, I think the Titans will win this, bro.
Yeah, they won last time, but fuck, the referee was bad. You know what? I'm going to go Knights 1-12.
Titans 1-12, even though I don't think it'll happen, but I think...
I think Knights...
Adam O'Brien should get sacked this week.
Last time they played, they would have won if the referee wasn't complete fucking khara.
Because if they lose to the Titans, he's got to get sacked.
I think so.
See, and this is the thing, I think, with the Knights especially, they've just got the, as I said, they just beat the Rabbitohs, easiest game anyone could have beaten them. They got the Titans, which is a harder game, but not the hardest game you could play. And then they got the Eels. Like, they, and both are home games, these next two games.
If you lose at Mac Jones, mate, I think a lot of Adam O'Brien, like Eric, Adam O'Brien out.
Right. But does he keep his job if he wins these next two games? So he's 1-3.
He's going to keep his job regardless of that.
Yeah. They don't want to pay the $2 million.
Yeah, you can literally.
But if you lose this week, they're going to pay it.
South Sydney and the Brisbane Broncos.
Broncos 13 plus.
Broncos 13 plus.
Where's it at?
They're going to pump him, bro. Voila. Canberra.
Imagine it's his old team.
Yeah, Broncos 13 plus.
Canberra and Bulldogs.
I'm going to go Canberra.
Saturday, 3 p.m. Fuck.
I'm going to go.
That's Raiders all over.
I'm going to go Canberra 13 plus here.
Canberra won the 12. Dogs.
I'm going to go Dogs, Golden Point.
Ooh, no, Dogs won the 12. I think
Dogs won the 12, I think.
I'm going Dogs, Golden Point.
Dogs
bro.
Won. No, sorry. Canberra
it's
won
gonna
the
It's going to be a Fogarty and Burton shootout.
Canberra 13 plus.
Canberra won the 6.
I agree. Dragons, Warriors.
Waz.
Waz won the 12. I think Dragons
are
about to back.
Well, I swear Dragons won this fixture last week, last year.
Yeah.
Where is this?
Win.
Lou Stadium. I'm going to go Warriors 1 to 12. As for as long,
I don't know why. No.
I'm going Warriors 13 plus because for as long as Kyle Flanagan's in that team, because I just can't.
And
after last week, I can't.
I'm going Dragons. What's
Sewell's a fucking Origin player, bro. He just had a bad.
He had a bad moment. Yeah, voila.
I was just joking about the name thing. He's a really good player. It's just has 80 pals.
Is this their luck? Their best, one of their best players does
voila,
that.
I'm going 13 plus.
I'm going Dragons 1-12. I feel like this is going to win this game. Just
go,
just for the sake
Waz won the 12.
Go you, Waz 13 plus.
Cowboys, man. Penrith.
We're back in form, baby. Panthers 13 plus.
Cowboys, Penrith.
You're fucking very confident, Wally-wa.
Because it's just an act. I'm going to go
it's not an act.
Cowboys 1-12. Because they always beat them.
I'm going to go Penrith 1-12.
Townsville, we won there last year. We won there last year.
Cowboys 1-12.
I'm going to go Penrith 1-12. Straight up. Melbourne, Tigers.
Melbourne. 13 plus.
Melbourne who?
Tigers.
Oh, sorry.
Amy
Look,
Park.
Honestly, I'm picking yous if yous... If they beat the Raiders, I was going to pick the Tigers. But because they lost, they're going to get abused.
13 plus.
I'm going Storm 13 plus.
Dude. I'm going Melbourne 13 plus, bro.
Game of the round.
You know what? Actually, I'm going to go Melbourne 1-12. I don't see their defense getting better. Well, I don't. I think it's going to be like 38-24. You know what I mean? Or whatever. Some shit like that. 1-12, boys. Manly and Cronulla, last game of the round. Shittest game. I don't even want to
see this. This is game of the round.
Are you serious?
Rubbish. Aiden, you're just a buzzkill, cuz.
Bro, look, we know your player left. Bro, get on it.
Nah, Manly and Sharks, this should be a good game.
They beat them last time. I think it was the first loss of that 3 in a row.
Was that a bad game to watch? Or maybe
Sharks nicked them.
The first half was bad. That's what I remember.
I'm gonna pick. Where's this at?
So Brookie
and Turbo's back. And Garrick Rubes is going to nick him.
I'm going to go Manly 13 plus, bro.
I'm going Manly 13 plus, but I went Manly 13 plus.
Nah,
1
to
12.
One
yeah,
to 12.
That's a good call. So not Sharks.
No, Manly.
And the Roosters, who do they beat? Who they are? They
the
That's
wins.
Us, boys. Love you all. Thank you for supporting my mates.
Dogs.
Hey, these are my friends, and you supported that Magic Round, and I appreciate it, bro.
Speak for yourself, mate.
What do you mean, cuz?
This is my friend.
I'm showing you love. You know,
showing
like
love because his best player just left his club.
Yeah,
he's one of my best players.
You're a good guy,
snake. He's a snake. Trent Alexander Arnold, you're a snake, wallah. You know, if we sold you, I wouldn't be upset. I'll be like, I get it. Spain, it's sunny. Ha. But brother, you literally went for a 3-year. Hey, yeah. That's why you're a snake. And I always love you. And like, but yeah, we should boo you for the rest of the season. Straight out. Straight out, we should, voila.
And shout out to all the New South Wales teams and all of the Queensland teams. You suck.
Yeah.
Up the Blues, mate.
Up the Blues.